Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. My hope is, as I step through the series, The Power of Jesus, you catch the subtlety of the combination of the stories. Jesus has no formula for healing. Each healing demonstrates his unique power and is different for each person and each situation. Listen to how Jesus healed this man of his blindness. Jesus and his disciples had entered a village, and there was a blind man begging on the street. "Teacher, who caused this man's blindness? Was it the sin of his parents or his sin?" "Neither. His parents did not cause this man's blindness, and nor did his own sin. This man's blindness is so that the work of God can be displayed in him. And while it is still daylight, we must do the work of our Father, because night is coming when work cannot be done. And while I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And he spit on the ground, and he turned his spittle into mud, and he rubbed it on the man's eyes. "Now, go to the pool called Scent and wash your face clean." Well, he went up, and he went to the pool called Scent, and he washed his face clean. And when the water was done dripping off his face, he opened his eyes, and he could see. He left the pool and headed back into the village. People saw him. "Isn't that the man who begs on the street? Oh, no, can't be. That must be somebody that looks like him." He would hear this and he would say, No, it's me. I'm the one that was begging. I'm the blind beggar." "But then how do you see?" "Oh, the man Jesus, he put mud on my eyes and he told me to wash in the pool called Scent. And I did. And I, who was blind, now I can see." As you ponder this story, I hope you caught the part at the beginning of the story about sin. Now, our society tries to make sense of the world by looking at situations from a cause and effect relationship. The explanation Jesus gave in this story goes against this tide. Ponder his perspective. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.